Braves and Nats, it's the rubber match at Nationals Park, and a big afternoon for Brandon Phillips as the Braves offense was humming from start to finish. Here, two batters in the top of the first.
Line toward the gap in left center field. That's going to roll for a while. Ender around second on his way to third. He's going to get the green light. And Brandon Phillips with a missile shot to the gap puts Atlanta in front here in the first inning. That brings up Matt Adams. Smashed past Murphy to right field. Here comes Nick around third. Harper loads up. His throw toward the plate is up the line and not in time. And the Braves have scored three. Two outs in the inning, but the Braves get a gift run on the throwing error. Kurt Suzuki struck out in the Braves' first.
Driven to left field. That ball is hit hard. Back toward the Braves' bullpen. That ball's gone for Kurt Suzuki. And it's 6-2 Braves.
Brandon Phillips against Blake Treinen.
With first and second and two out and three in. Grounded to third, and that's a fair ball. Hops over third, heads for the left field corner. The Braves hang a six on the board in the top of the seven.
A four-hit day for Brandon Phillips. Swing and a miss by Brian Goodwin. And a ground ball hit to third. And Julio is out of the seventh inning.
So for the first time since the beginning of the 2014 season, the Braves win a series over the Nats at Nationals Park. Here's Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker after the game.
Kept the ball down out of the middle of the plate and kind of looked like Julio. I mean, it was real aggressive, working fast, throwing a lot of strikes. Didn't have many, we didn't swing at him real good either.
Yeah.
It was nice. Good start for him.
I mean, really, how encouraging was this outing? Because he was only at 91 pitches, could have gone back out, but at that point, done his job.
Well, he had a long inning, and it's almost like it took him three hitters that next inning to get loose even, And that game, that was enough. He'd worked really hard, and it was hot, and been on the bases and the whole thing, and that was enough. But it was really good today.
How much do you like the fact that he didn't let up with that large lead?
I know. Yeah, that's huge, and especially kind of the way this series is played. Yeah. That, man, you just want to keep scoring because never felt like anything was safe. And he did a great job of just staying on the attack and staying focused. And I thought Kurt did a really good job with him and get a double play when they needed. And so it was really nice.
What about coming in here scoring 29 runs and beating a guy Roark who's really had his way with you guys?
I said that might be the first time since I've been a part of this because that guy just was so tough on us all the time. I mean, we scored the three runs early, and I was like, I don't remember ever scoring three runs off of him really, because he's just so competitive and he pitches, and it's the first time that I can remember really getting him for any runs.
Matt, did that something happen when he
just tightness? Just on the overthrow, it just got his hamstrings a little tight, and we don't want to take a chance.
You take two out of three in this series against a team that's playing as well as they have been up until this point. That's gonna make you feel pretty.
No, good. It does. Absolutely, it's a tough place to win here. I mean, this is a very good team, and we were coming off a rough series, at home and long. And guys responded well. We started swinging the bats, and the bullpen did a great job, and it was a good series for us.
It made Julio's effort even more impressive because there are some guys in that lineup that have pretty good career numbers.
No, I know. Yeah, you look going in, it's like, man, we're gonna have all we can handle here, and he did a great job against those guys, and so it's even kind of shows you what he's capable of.
You avoid the deal this time, you think?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's just I'd be real surprised if he's – and, my medical thing isn't real good. But, it's let's say, a day-to-day type thing. We'll check him out Friday when he gets in there. And he tested out good. It was just tight and nothing popped or anything like that, not like the last time. Good strength and all, and everything. And, he'll get the day off tomorrow and then treat him on Friday. And we'll just kind of see where we're at Friday afternoon with him.
You got as many wins in these 3 days as you guys had here in 25 games. Two.
Do I now?
You won as many games in this series as you had won here in 25 games.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Last time y'all won a series here was 2014.
April.
Yeah. I said, when I was here as third base coach, we did okay.
Yeah.
I left for a while, but really?
You won both series against these guys this year, though.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to see the guys bounce back because that was a tough, weekend that we had at home, and then we scored three runs, I think, in three games on Saturday and Sunday, and come in here against these guys and score a lot of runs, and played good baseball, played really good baseball, and So it's a good, you know, it's a good series to get. Heck, we're just trying to win today's game, and it was a good one.
Next up, the Nats head to Citi Field. They'll begin a series against the Mets Thursday, while the Braves head back to Atlanta to host the Marlins Friday.